May I need your help with the lesson today? Right, so Christmas is over. Aww. It is coming again. It doesn't feel right, does it, waking up in the morning and not eating chocolate? That's been great. You've still been doing it, James, have you? You haven't eaten all your chocolate. We've got loads of chocolate left. So, what is your favourite part of the Christmas story? What do you like about the Christmas story? Playing with the snow. We didn't have much snow this year. One day of snow we had this year, didn't we? 2 days. Well, it's different than Ennisable, though. You probably had more snow than us up in Ennisable because you're higher up. You had lots of snow in Watstown as well. Anyway, we've gone off the point. So, do you know where we're going with that? What do you like about the Christmas story? Think about it. So, well, let's go over it quickly. We've looked at a few characters. When you've been downstairs in Sunday school, we've looked at a few different characters. So what can you tell me about the Christmas story? That's right. Mary had a baby called Jesus, and Jesus was born to save the whole world. Where was Jesus born, Emma? In a stable, okay, in a manger. In what town? Bethlehem, okay. So where were Mary and Joseph from to begin with? Where did they live, Aaron? A little bit further north. Go on then, Nazareth. So they were from Nazareth. But how did we know that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem even before he was born?
Isn't the prophet or Messiah?
Prophet.
The prophets were told by God that he was going to be born in Bethlehem.
So the Old Testament said that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. Okay, so Mary and Joseph travel from Nazareth down to Bethlehem. Jesus is born. Who visited Jesus when he was born, Josh? Three kings. Who else? Shepherds. Okay. So, I want us to look at some different characters today. How, if you were to see a picture, how would you know which one was which? Let's have a look at a picture. From that picture, who can tell me which ones, which characters are which? Drew. Those up there? Who are they? They're the wise men, and who are they? The shepherds. So, why do you say that they are the wise men and they are the shepherds? You can talk, I can still hear you, you can talk. So why would you say they are the wise men and they are the shepherds? Drew, you'll have to talk loud because I'm behind you. They got loads of gold. Anything else? Now, I can't see any hands being raised now, but who else can tell me why you think they're the wise men? Yes. You with your hand up. Because they're wise. There you go, because they got fancy clothes. So, does the way somebody's dressed make them wise? Now then, let's have a look for the scruffiest person. Jamie. Brilliant. Jamie, come to the front, please. Oh, love him. Look, I've made an effort. Christmas t-shirt. Come and stand there, Jamie. Come and stand there. So, out of the two of us, who would you say looks the more intelligent? It's a conspiracy. So, now I know that I've got a degree and Jamie's got a degree. But his degree is different to my degree. He's got different qualifications than I have. So just because of the way somebody looks doesn't necessarily mean that they are wise. And we're going to test this out, Jane, with a few questions. Okay? So let's see how wise Jamie really is. So, see if you can answer these few questions, please, Jamie. Question number one. Why can't women put on mascara with their mouths closed? You don't know, okay. Question number two. Why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the bottle? Okay. Do you want to go on to the next one? Okay. Why is a boxing ring square? Okay, you don't know that one? Okay. Why is it that rain drops but snow falls? Okay. Why is lemon juice made with artificial flavours and dishwashing liquid is made with real lemons? Okay. Why is it that when you transport something by car it's called a shipment, but when you transport something by ship it's called a cargo? Okay, why don't sheep shrink when it rains? Okay. Why are they called apartments when they're all stuck together? It's brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, so, I think we've proved the point. Thank you, Jane. So just because of the way you dress or the way you look, it doesn't mean that you... What are you laughing at? Is my bow wonky? Oh, it's come off! I tell you what. Should we do something wild as a Baptist minister? We preach with no tie on! My goodness. I don't look intelligent anyway, Charlotte said, and I can't see with those glasses on. So, what makes somebody wise? What made those wise men wise? Drew. Because they know everything. Did they know everything, though?
No.
No? Why didn't they know everything, Charlotte?
Because they
know God. Okay, who can remember the story of the wise men? Let's have a little look first of all in Matthew chapter 2. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? From that statement... They didn't know exactly where he would be born. So they didn't know everything. So what makes somebody wise? Now then, let's do this. Who likes school? Ooh, okay. Now sometimes you might learn stuff in school and you might think, what is the point? How many of you here like algebra? A few people. How many of you liked trigonometry in school? Okay, a few of you haven't got there yet, I don't think. Maybe in time to come. So, let me ask you another question. How many of you ever used trigonometry? Okay, so out of the few hands that went up that actually liked trigonometry, not everybody has used trigonometry. And here's the thing. To be wise is different than being knowledgeable. Knowledge is what we learn. So when we learn stuff in school, we are gaining knowledge. Okay, so you might know how trigonometry works, you might know the fundamentals of algebra, but wisdom is applying what you know. So, there were a few things that the wise men did know. They knew certain things, but then that was their knowledge, but then the wisdom was the application of that knowledge. So what do we need to do in order to be wise? Well, guess what? The Bible tells us exactly what we need to do in order to be wise. Psalms 111 verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." And James says that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God and God will give that to us. Do you know what the word wisdom means in the Greek? Do you know what the word is? Wisdom. Sophia. Yeah, two heads went up, man. Sophie means wise. Remember on Christmas Day how I said we don't always live up to our names? You can't say stuff like that. But Sophie literally means woman of wisdom. So the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So, how were the wise men wise? How were they wise? What do you think? How were the wise men wise? Let's have a think about this. What made them wise?
They just followed the
star. You looked at my notes. They followed the star. What does that mean? They looked for Jesus. Right. Here's the thing for you. How many of you have ever had to follow an adult whilst they've been shopping? For those who do, okay, hands up who like shopping?
Only toy shopping.
Only toy shopping. Okay, so how difficult is that sometimes? Do you ever notice this normally with your mothers? Suddenly they spot something they like, or they spot a sale. And they suddenly increase their speed when it comes to shopping. So you've been walking through town, or you've been walking through the shops, and if you were anything like me when I was your age, the walk tends to be like this. Do you walk like that when you're shopping? Yeah? Women, that's why I asked for people who like shopping to put their hands up so I know to ignore when I'm doing this part of the message. So, when you're shopping, you tend to walk like this. Oh. But when women see a sale sign, suddenly they speed up. And it's quite easy for you as little children with little legs to get lost. Yeah, it's hard to catch up. You need your hoverboard, Drew, don't you? In order to be able to catch up with them because of the speed they suddenly go with. Andy Jo got a bad back. And sometimes it's difficult for her to walk. But if she sees a sale sign, pain is gone. It's no longer any pain. There's no longer any sluggishness in her walk. She says to me, but I saved 40%. And I tried to tell her, well, I could save you 100%. Don't shop. The point is this. Sometimes it's hard to keep up with people when they walk faster than you. But these men were determined in their search. It's really got nothing to do with this point. I don't know, it must have been getting it off my chest. These men were looking for Jesus. That's what made them wise. They came to Jerusalem and they said to Herod, where is he that is born king of the Jews? You know, the wisest thing that we could do is to look for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he came into this world. That's why he was born. He was born so that we might be able to find him. And he was easy to find. How many of you ever looked for something in the house that you can't find? Let me ask you this then. How many of you have got messy bedrooms? So, how many of you have found it easy to find something you're looking for when your bedroom's in such a mess? You ever? Yeah, right. So there's never been a time when you've not been able to find something because of a messy bedroom. You are. You can eat like a pig. Oh, guinea pig. Sorry. Look at me, a guinea pig. So, it's difficult to find something sometimes when our bedrooms are in such a mess. If I was to show you my office now, after Christmas Eve, because everything had to move from out of the church into my office. And it's difficult to find stuff in there because it's in a mess. But Jesus was easy to find because God said exactly where he would be. And God has told us in his word how we can find him. The Bible, Jeremiah says, if you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. If we call upon the name of the Lord, we'll be saved. And that's what it means to seek for Jesus. If you be wise, if you're looking for Jesus. How else were they wise, do you think? They were looking for Jesus. How else were they wise? By going on a camel. Have you looked at my stuff? I only just put it up after he said. They were wise because they were determined in their search. What does that mean? It means that they didn't give up. Herod asked this question. He said to the wise men, what time, because they told him, they said, we've seen his star in the east. We've followed the star. And Herod asked them what time this star appeared. They could have been looking for Jesus for about 2 years. How many of you have ever looked for something and then given up almost straight away because you can't be bothered to look anymore? I've done that loads of times. What you tend to find then is you actually find the item you were looking for when you're not looking for it. Yeah. But it's quite easy for us to give up. But they didn't give up. Now this, you think about it. These were wise men, and the word for wise men in Matthew is magos, and it doesn't mean magician. It's where we get the word magi from, and it simply means that they were astrologers. They knew what was going on up in the stars, up in the heavens. It meant that they were teachers, that they were priests, that they were even possibly some kind of scientists. But they came from the east. And they were looking up in the sky. How many of you have ever noticed sometimes when the moon looks really different in the sky? Sometimes it's a different colour, or sometimes it's so big that you can't help but notice that there's just something looks different about the moon. You ever seen that? Yeah? Well, you imagine now that these men have been looking up into the sky, and they've been studying the stars, and they've been looking at the constellations, and they've been looking, and all of a sudden, this star appears. And they could have studied that star. I don't know where they were. Some people say that these men could have been like 1,000 miles away from Jerusalem, that they could have traveled for at least 6 months on foot to get there. But whatever the case is, for 2 years, they've been studying this star, they've been looking at this star, and they've been following this star. They didn't give up in their search. They were determined. That's right, yeah. And so we can see it sometimes, can't we, in the sky when something is different. And they knew that there was something different about this star. But they didn't give up.
It's like finding the last Easter egg
on your Easter egg hunt. Yeah. Being determined to find it and not giving up. And that's what made them wise. They were determined. Well, here's the thing. Oftentimes, it's difficult to find certain passages in the Bible, and we can give up looking because we can't be bothered. But that shouldn't be our attitude. We're never going to be wise if we're just going to give up looking for things because we can't be bothered to read the Bible, or we can't be bothered to look at a search engine, or we can't be bothered. We need to be determined, and that's what will make us wise. These wise men kept looking for Jesus until they found him. It's amazing, you know, the amount of times that people will come to church and they'll come to club and they'll hear all of these stories, but then they give up looking for Jesus just before they find him, like giving up for that last Easter egg before you find it. They were wise because they were determined. They didn't give up. How else were they wise? And if you get to see out to see us, it'll be amazing, I've got to ask you. They were wise because of the way in which they worshipped the Lord. When they did find him, what gifts did they bring then? It doesn't say it there, but this is an easy one. Go on, Aaron.
Gold, silver, and myrrh.
Gold, silver, and myrrh.
And
gold, frankincense, and myrrh. That's right. How many of you got any gold? You got gold money? What money you got? Bitcoins. Kugrams. What have you got? What's gold? pound. A pound's not gold. Neil will tell you what a pound is made out of. Go on, Neil, what's a pound made out of? Neil, if you can remember, since you've been retired. There we are. So there's no gold in a pound coin. How disappointing is that?
In a ring.
In a ring. So, I got gold. Look at that. Yes, that's important, that is. I'm not wise. You might have gold, but it doesn't make you wise. That's nice, isn't it? So gold is a very precious metal. And normally what we think of is this, is the gold is the best that people had to offer. It's expensive. And if you like, you could say it was a gift fit for a king. And that's what they said, isn't it? Where is he that is born king of the Jews? So when they came and they found Jesus, they worshipped him. And they brought him gold. What else did they bring him? This is a difficult one. When, if you remember, when we did the, when you lot did the Christmas message last year, the Christmas story on, and Anna did that video with you, there were some outtakes. And one of you said that the wise men brought gold,
Frankenstein.
And myrrh. And somebody said Frankenstein. I can't remember who it was. Adam. That was in the outtake. But yeah, frankincense was one of the other gifts that they brought. And frankincense had a really unique smell. How many of you associate something with a smell? Do you think, I know this is going to sound weird, do you think Christmas smells differently?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
No, no, nothing about sprouts or candles, okay. Burnt food. I'm coming to your house for Christmas dinner. So, but Joe will always do this, and this might change your opinion of Joe. But every morning in December, she would get up, have her cup of tea, get her chocolate out of the advent calendar, and then she would do this. Oh, it smells like Christmas. I never wanted to have a piece of her chocolate. That's why I had my own advent calendar. But smells remind us of certain things. Like cut grass reminds us of the summer. If it rains, you know when it just starts to rain in the summer, it does that really weird, concrete-y smell. That always reminds us of, like, almost disappointment, because you had to go in because it was raining and you had to go in when it rained.
Yeah.
Smells like Cardiff. Oh, Cardiff smells differently altogether. But certain smells remind us of certain things, and frankincense was a smell that was used in the worship of God in the tabernacle and in the temple. If you like, you could say that was a gift fit for a priest, because that's what the priests would use in the temple when they worshipped God. And then, what was the last gift? I can't remember. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Do you know what myrrh was used for?
To make stuff.
Do you know what myrrh was used for?
Is it for cream on the back?
Almost. Yes, well done, guys. For the two of you, then you got that. Yeah, it was used for the dead people. Put on dead bodies. That's a nice gift, isn't it, to give to a little baby, to give to a child. Hello, I bought you a funeral package. Happy birth. That's a bit of a weird thing to give somebody, myrrh, because it was used in embalming dead bodies. But it was important, and we look at that now as we close. If you like, myrrh was a gift fit for a prophet. And Jesus was born. What was Jesus' whole purpose in being born? You three answering everything. Bringing peace to the world. And how did he bring peace to the world? By dying on the cross. So that's what the myrrh represents. So all of these three gifts were gifts fit for a prophet, a priest, and a king. And that's exactly who Jesus was. The wise men were wise because they looked for Jesus. They were determined in looking for Jesus. They worshipped Jesus. Finally, one last point. We did read this in our Bible reading on Christmas Eve. Why else were the wise men wise? Drew, if you get 4 out of 4, it would be amazing. Yeah, they came to worship, that's right. But why else were they wise? It says this, go on, Aaron. Because they're old. Being old doesn't make you wise. I'm not old. I like you even better. I'm older than 42, but that's good. Good shout, Drew. It says this in verse 11 of Matthew chapter 2. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Remember, Herod said to the wise men, when you find the baby, you come and tell me and I'll go and worship him. The wise men were wise because they obeyed God's voice and not man's voice. They were wise because they listened to what God had to say. Do you know the Bible tells us loads and loads and loads of clever stuff that will help us to be wise? Remember, we can know a lot about the Bible, but wisdom is applying what we know to our Bibles. That's why James says for us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. So we can be wise as well if we obey what the Bible says. And the Bible will always point us to Jesus and will always help us at a time of need. So, do you think you can be wise as well? Your names are? Your name stands for wise. Is it? Is Andrew? I thought... Manly, is it Andrew? Well, oh no, is it? So is it Drew short for Andrew, or is it just Drew? Just Drew. It must mean wise then. It must mean the wise part of manly. So, oh, I can see you were wise. You sat right by the offering. Let me have that for there. You've got to watch these bold boys. So, how can we be wise? Look for Jesus. In everything, when we need help, ask. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. So, always look for Jesus. Be determined when looking for the Lord. Be determined. Don't give up when you're looking for the answers that you need. Worship him. You know, when we come to church in Sunday school or in Blast or whatever it is, even in Mother and Toddlers, we've got the opportunity to worship the Lord. Worship him and be obedient. If we can obey what God says for us to do, it'll help us to be obedient to what our parents tell us to do. Because we'll also be obedient to them as well. That's what the Bible says, okay? So, if you want to be wise, look for the Lord, be determined to look for the Lord, worship the Lord, and obey the Lord. And it doesn't matter what you dress like. You can dress like me, or you can dress like Jamie. Jamie. You love dressing like me on Christmas Eve. So just because of the way you look, doesn't necessarily mean that you're wise. Being wise is simply applying what we've learned from God's word to our hearts and to our lives. You've been awesome help today. Thank you so much for helping me with the story, because I'm not very good with my memory. So you've been fab, and I think the children deserve a round of applause. Well done, guys. Give it down again. I haven't got a bad memory because I got a Bible. Nice one, Drew. Awesome. All right, let's stand and sing our last hymn together, and we'll close in a word of prayer. 391, and we'll stand as we sing. Thank you, guys. If you want to stay there, you can, or if you want to sit down back with your parents, you can as well. Oh, wonderful, wonderful word of the Lord through wisdom. Its pages unfold. Amen. Thank you. mind if Carl would close us in a word of prayer? Thank you, Carl.